This is the local VK5 news segment. And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. The Wison Australia AGM and social get-together will be held next Saturday, the 4th of May 2024, at 10:30 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Glenelg. Following the AGM, there will be a presentation by Norm McMillan, VK3XCI, who is making the trip from across the border from Victoria to provide a presentation to the Wison Australian group titled Refraction, Not Reflection, which he deals firstly with how the ionosphere forms, why it is in regions not layers, free electron density, a refraction due to variations, and one-way propagation, also touching on tools for predicting propagation and VIS. Norm McMillan, VK3XEI, has been involved in amateur radio since 1977 and comes with a great deal of knowledge on board to share on the day. The meeting will also be televised live via Zoom via Arno, VK5ZER, for those members who are unable to attend in person and who did not want to miss out on the day and the guest speaker. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day, or perhaps you might like to contribute to the organisation by becoming a committee member of Wison Australia, and we look forward to your nomination prior to the meeting on the day. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board with this fun, innovative and committed team of ham radio operators. Have some fun playing ham radio. We thank Scouts SA for providing the excellent facilities for our use. Wison South Australia assisted with the Anzac Day Youth Vigil for 2024 by providing handheld transceivers to the young people and organisers of the Anzac Day Youth Vigil at Morpher Vale, so that young people who are providing and participating in this overnight vigil could have a safe and secure environment for them, with the safety utilising transceivers for a safety net over the Anzac Day period. The transceivers and use of are provided free of charge to the Morpher Vale RSL and the organiser of the event as part of our community engagement policy within Wison South Australia. At the time of this broadcast, the Shannon's Rally of the Heartland is being held over this weekend, the 26th to the 28th of April 2024, up at Burra and surrounds in the mid-north of the state. The band of exceptional highly skilled ham radio operators and volunteers in Wison South Australia has been providing radio communications, logging, logistics and manning of SOS points. The Committee of Wison South Australia cannot thank our wonderful volunteers enough who provide such professionalism and skills for this event. The organisers of the rally have stated they could not run this rally without the exceptional Wison South Australian volunteers with their dedication, professionalism and skills that provide an exceptional radio communication and backup support network. Wison New South Wales and South Australian volunteer Nick McLean, VK2KXN, flew across from Sydney to assist with radio communications and equipment at the True Grit Challenge, which is held at the stunning Cordo Vineyard on the 21st of April. It is located by the Riverland town of Wakeree, which hosts the South Australian event each year. This True Grit course winds through the 1,100-acre property, tracking across vineyards, woodlands, water bodies and silky sand dunes. The event is a military-inspired event. The Committee of Wison Australia extends a big thank you to Nick McLean, VK2KXN, for making his time and skills available to assist with this event. Thanks again, Nick, for coming across the border to assist. Don't forget, next Sunday, the 5th of May, the Wison Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeating Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net next Sunday, the 5th of May at 2000 hours. This has been David of VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and look forward to seeing you at our Wison AGM next Saturday, the 4th of May 2024, at 10:30 hours, with doors opening at 10 a.m, down at the Scout Centre for Adventure Activities at Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. Stay safe all, and 73.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up this Friday, the 3rd of May, is AREG's monthly fox hunt, with hunters departing from the start location at 6:30 p.m. Our start location is the Beaumont Road Car Park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the Fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at VK5ARG at areg.org.au. Now, to talk about our upcoming meeting, here's Steve.
Hi, this is Steve, VK5SFA for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. At the May AREG monthly meeting, I'll be giving a presentation on my adventures in establishing a remote LF, MF, HF, VHF and UHF remote site. This project has been 18 months in the making, and I would like to share with you all the way I failed my way to success. The presentation will run for approximately 2 hours, as there are many facets of this exciting project to discuss. During the presentation, I will be talking about site establishment, antenna systems, remote control, setting up secure, reliable internet, all the equipment required, and my latest addition, a steerable LF, MF, and HF receiving antenna array, which will blow you away. Please trust me when I tell you that this is the one presentation you will not want to miss, as you'll never see anything like it again. For security reasons, there will be no YouTube or recording of the presentation, and I will only be presenting it once. So, save the date, Friday the 17th of May at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors open 7 p.m. with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp. There will be a short business meeting after the presentation. Coffee and tea facilities are available for a gold coin donation. Visitors are most welcome. AREG members may attend either in person or via Zoom. So, if you've got something else planned for the 17th of May, change your plans and come along. You'll be very pleased you did. Best 73s from Steve, VK5 SFA.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. It's been a busy week here in the Southeast. We are now looking to buy a new club trailer in earnest, as we have been partially successful in obtaining a grant from a large institution, which will go some way to offsetting our costs. Whilst nowhere close to what we requested, we are nonetheless very grateful for the contribution. Last Thursday marked the official start of work on our portable TV hut. Some of the site work had already been done, and Peter VK5BE and Nick VK5NJS have almost completed work on the very impressive rack mount, which contains almost all of the workings for the distribution systems, for the numerous monitor screens, etc., plus the wireless routing of pictures to raise control down by the pits at the Legend of the Lakes hill climb. Last Thursday saw the start of repainting the outside of the building and some tidying up work. We need to install vermin-proof entry points for power, Cat5 cabling, coaxial cable, etc. This will all feature quick connects from the outside, while the inside will be hardwired to the various devices. The internal layout of desks, etc., has already been drafted and just needs building and installation. Don't forget to book now your accommodation for the June long weekend. The 2024 convention itself will take place on Sunday the 9th of June, and late afternoon we'll see some presentations by guest speakers, which, as usual, will be followed by prize giving for the Fox Hunting Championships, which will take place over the Saturday and the Sunday. This will all be followed by the famous Sunday night formal dinner. Have you booked to attend yet? Better get in quick if you wish to attend the dinner, as places are limited. For more details, go to serge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2024 page header on the left-hand side. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with another lot of the news from North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night was the Tech Night meeting, and someone locked the gate on us, and we couldn't get into the car park. But anyway, we got in, no matter what. And so we had the Tech Night meeting, and it was very good. It was a selection of YouTube videos shown by Brian, VK5VI, and Graham, VK5GM. And we saw some profiles of Sir Ambrose Fleming and an amateur radio operator in the early days in the United States by the name of Marshall Ensor. And that was very interesting. We also had a technical lecture on voltage-controlled oscillators, followed by an explanation about vertical and dipole antennas by Ask Dave. And there was also another amateur showing how he reconstructed a spark gap transmitter. So they were all very interesting. So thanks for that, Brian and Graham. And don't forget, of course, to come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesday mornings for the North East Radio Club Coffee Club gathering. Yes, it's always a good time. Meet all members of the club and have a good chat. And, of course, on Fridays we have the F-Troop NIP, which is on the Link Repeater Network at 5 p.m. for a chance to meet up and have a chat at the end of the week. And if you want to find out more about the club, then check out the North East Radio Club website and also the North East Radio Club Facebook page. And these are being ably managed by Graham, VK5GM, and Brian, VK5VI. Now, many of you will remember Des, VK5LEA, who was the president of the North East Radio Club a while ago. Yes, he was Des the Prez. Well, at the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club, which will be on Friday the 10th of May, he will be telling us all about his experiences with electric vehicles. So if you're thinking of looking at getting electric vehicles, come along on the 10th of May and hear all about it from Des the Prez. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.